Hello, and thank you for joining us for today's Broncos Fan Forum. I'm Phil Milani. Today, we're really lucky to be joined by head coach Vance Joseph, and today is all about you getting a chance to ask the head coach any questions that are on your mind. And it looks like right now we're getting a call in for, or a question in from Chris. He's been a season ticket holder since 1976. Chris.
Yes, Coach, what direction are you guys looking in the draft for the number one pick? Are you going offense, defense? You think Christian McCaffrey, if he's available?
He's a special player, obviously, and, you know, if he's there for us and it's a need for us, he would definitely be in the conversation. You know, once we get through the entire free agency process, you know, that kind of dictates, you know, where the draft's going to go. But I can assure you this, the best player for our football team, that's who we'll draft.
Another question here coming in from Mike from Loveland. He's been a season ticket holder for 22 years. Mike.
Hey, Coach.
Hey, Mike.
Make your acquaintance. We in Denver are very proud of playing always with integrity and above reproach. What are you going to do to make sure that we're continuing to play at that level and that caliber of integrity?
Well, that's important, you know, and that's something that we talk about, you know, every day with our players, you know, about being the right people. You know, obviously, you know, winning football games is a must, but you want guys to be great teammates, first of all. Without culture, you can't win in the NFL. You know, talent alone won't get it done, so having great culture is a must.
And now we'd like to welcome in our coordinators, offensive coordinator Mike McCoy, defensive coordinator Joe Woods, and of course, special teams coordinator Brock Olivo, all joining us now. Guys, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
Yes, thank you.
We look forward to talking to our fans.
Let's start with Brookie from Gunnison, a season ticket holder since they were born. Go ahead, Brookie.
I want to ask the defensive coordinator, are you going to run a 4-3, 3-4 defense, or a combination of the two?
Definitely a combination of the two. The whole philosophy with me moving into this position is just keep what we've done. We've played good defense the past 2 years. There's a couple areas we need to improve in. So we're not really going to do anything different than we've done in the past. We'll just add a few wrinkles.
And we have another call here in for special teams coordinator Brock Olivo. This is Jeff calling in from Boulder. He's been a season ticket holder for 5 years. Go ahead, Jeff.
Hi, Coach. Had a couple questions for you.
Hey,
one on the role of analytics and how you coach special teams. And then second, I saw that you spent some time in Italy. How did that shape your coaching career?
Yeah, Jeff. So analytics plays a huge role in what we do. And we're very fortunate to have our analytics coordinator, director, if you will, Mitch Tanney. So he is there with us not only all throughout the offseason talking about every situation that could happen, Jeff, with clock management, game management, all the fourth down situations that could happen, the penalties, the rules, et cetera, et cetera. Mitch Tanney does an excellent job. My experience in Italy, I'll tell you, I came away with a newfound respect for not only culture outside of the United States, but sports culture in general. And most of those guys would give their right arm to be able to grow up in the United States and have the opportunities we have here to play what many people consider the greatest game in the world. So,
this might be our last caller here. This is Norm calling in. I'm sorry, Marilyn calling in from Parker. She's been a season ticket holder since 1975.
Okay, I just want to say this. I've appreciated Kubiak as a coach. I hope he's doing well. I'd like to congratulate the new coach. I think he'll do great. We've been fans of Elway forever and ever. We've been, you know, we've owned tickets since the 70s. So thank you so much for what you're doing. We love football. We love the Broncos.
Well, thank you very much for calling in. I was going to ask you guys, it seems like we've heard a lot of passion from the fan base here. What does that mean to be able to coach for a franchise with such a passionate fan base?
Well, that's the great thing about this organization, is the passionate fans. And every time you walk in here and walk in the stadium, or anytime you go through an airport, you see the passion that these fans have, and that's what this game's all about. So we're all very fortunate, you know, being players and coaches in this business, and to have the great fans we do here in Denver is amazing.